is recorded on the evening of 24th March 1971 at Akash Ganga, Bombay.
Prasang Khang Dharma Uddhava Na Sadhyaya Tapasyaada Jathar Hoti Mamari. We have explained this verse yesterday that in order to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead, bhakti, devotional service required. And in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, bhakta mana vijana. Simply through devotional service one can understand it. Not through knowledge, not through fruitive activities. There are various types of men. The lowest stage is the karmis. Karmis means those who are working very hard for sense gratification. They are called karmis. And the next stage is the jnani, wiser than the karmi. They try to realize the value of life. What is the value of life? Not that blindly, simply working hard day and night. Actually, human form of life is not meant for that purpose. To work so hard because the animals, our tendencies also, therefore the capitalist and the liberal class are there. Actually we do not want to work hard. That is our tendency. But we want more profit for sense that. Therefore we utilize other service who will work for me and I shall take the profit. This is the defect of modern civilization. Actually my tendency is, just like when a man gets some money, he does not work very much. He takes some profit, either keeping in the bank some balance, and lives in a comfortable place. That is the tendency. Because we are spiritual entities, our natural tendency is to enjoy life. Spiritual entities means by nature, anandamaya vyasa, by nature, they want to enjoy life. Anandamaya vyasa. That is the spiritual nature. As Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is by nature joyful. Similarly, we being part and parcel of Krishna, we are also by nature joyful. But unfortunately, we have been put into such condition, material condition, that we are trying to enjoy life in this material condition. That is not possible. So, karmis, they are trying their best to make material adjustment and enjoy life. They are called karmis. But when they are wiser, that we have worked so hard, but actually we could not enjoy life, then what is the problem of life? That is the platform of the jnani and the yogi. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that these karmis, the jnani, in another place, it is instruction to Rupa Goswami, he has said that in the human society there are different kinds of people. Out of that, those who are followers of the Vedic civilization, they are supposed to be first class human beings. So out of the followers of Vedic civilization, mostly they say that we are followers of Vedic civilization, but actually they do not do. Actually they indulge in anything which is not sanctioned by the Vedic knowledge or Vedic scriptures. Take for example that in our Vedic civilization, these four things are prohibited. Illicit sex life, animal killing, intoxication, and gambling. This is the preliminary understanding. Especially those who are higher caste, Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, they are strictly forbidden. That is Vedic injunction. But although we pose ourselves followers of Vedic injunction, we indulge in these things. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, most people, they call themselves as followers of Vedic civilization, but actually they do not obey all the rules and regulations. Then again, he says that persons who are actually trying to follow the Vedic rules and regulations, mostly they are karmis. Karmis means they are attracted by the ritualistic ceremonies, just like performing great sacrifices, yajna, for elevating oneself to the higher planetary system. They are called karmis. And about them, he says, out of many thousands of karmis, one person is jnani or yogi. So out of many such jnanis, one person may be muktas or liberated souls. And out of many thousands of liberated souls, there may be one devotee of it. That is the division Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made. Therefore, to become a person Krishna conscious, a Krishna conscious person, from the systematic way, it is very difficult. But by the mercy of Krishna himself, he has made the path very easy. Otherwise, Krishna consciousness is not very easy task. Bhaktyamam Abhiyam. Therefore, Krishna says, Bhakta aham ekaya graya shuddhaya atma priyasvatam bhakti punati mannishtaya sapakanam apisambhava. Simply by devotional service, one becomes purified even if he is born in the family of the dog eater. That is the Vedic verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quotes from Srimad Bhagavatam. Ataev bhakti krishna praptiru. Therefore he concludes that if you want at all Krishna, Krishna, everyone should want Krishna. Because as soon as we get Krishna, janglabhya chapadam labhang mannati na vitam tata. If actually we get Krishna, then we shall not consider any other profit more valuable than Krishna. Just like Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj went to practice yoga or in the forest, Madhuban. The idea was to get the kingdom of his father. Now, actually when he saw Krishna, Vishnu, the picture is here. You can see, actually, when he saw by his severe austerities and penances, his small boy, 5 years old boy. Then he said, "My dear Lord, now when you offered benediction, that he said, whatever benediction you want, you take from me." He said, "Samin Kitatosmi Baramanajat." That is the prophet. If one gets Krishna, he thinks that no more any other benediction is required. He becomes fully satisfied. Samin Kitatu. I am fully satisfied. Therefore you'll find a Krishna Bhakta is always satisfied. Because he has no demand. In other place, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Krishna Bhakta Nishkam Atayev Shanti. So long you have got demand to fulfill your desires, you cannot be happy. Krishna Bhakta has no demand. They do not demand that Krishna favor me in this way or that way. No. Anna vilasita sunnam. They are completely free from demanding anything from Krishna. That is Krishna, pure devotee. Krishna bhakta nishkam ataya shanta. Therefore they are pacified, they are peaceful. And bhukti mukti siddhi kami shakali asan. Bhukti means this karmi. They want elevated life for self gratification. Bhukti, that is called bhukti. From bhog, bhukti. Bhukti or mukti, liberation. They are also not peaceful because they are making sadhana, hostilities, penances to get liberation. There is demand that I shall be liberated. There is demand. So the karmis, they have also demand. The jnanis, they have also demand. And the yogis, they have also demand. Because they want siddhi. Eight kinds of siddhi. Anima, lagima, a yogi can become very light. They can become the smallest. Such siddhi, such mystic powers they can attain. So they have also demand. They are trying to get some material perfection. Just like flying in the sky or walking on the water. Of course these things are very wonderful. And people are very much amazed. If you can walk on the water, so many followers you will get immediately. Very wonderful thing for common man. So the yogis want this mystic power. Therefore they have also demand. The mukti, the jnanis, they have also demand. The karmis also have the demand. But the bhaktas, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the ideal bhakta. He is teaching us how to become exceptionally perfect devotee. So he says in his Sikhasa, Nadhanang na janang na sundarim kavitang va jagadita kamai. I do not want riches, na dhanam, na janam. I do not want number of followers. Na dhanam na janam, na kavitang va jagadita kamai. I do not want very beautiful, nice, poetic wife. Mama janmani janmani sare. Now janmani janmani means he does not want even liberation. Because when there is liberation, there is no question of janmani janmani. So he says, Mama janmani janmani ishare bhavata bhakti rahi tukhi. So this is a sample of pure devotee. A pure devotee does not want even liberation. Vyomanam na grinnanti. If liberation is offered to a devotee, he does not want it. He refused that case. He is satisfied only in the service of the Lord. That is the standard of satisfaction. Or in other words, to a devotee, liberation is not very valuable. Just like our one devotee, Prakashananda Saraswati, Prabhudananda Saraswati, he says, Kaivallam Naratayate, Siddhasapura Akasha Pushpayate, like that. So devotee's position is very sublime. The devotee's position is the most exalted transcendental position of a pure devotee, who does not want anything except Krishna. Anna vilasita sunnam jnana karmadana abhritam anukullena krishna mishranam bhakti uttam. That is. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, ataya bhakti krishna prapta. The conclusion is that if you want Krishna, then you have to take the path of devotional service. That will help you. And that bhakti is technically known as abhidhaya. That is the technical, abhidhaya. Abhidhaya means discharging one's duty. That is abhidhaya. Or the performance of the means by which one can reach the ultimate goal of life. That is called abhidhaya. Dhan paile jaithe sukha bhoga phal paaye, sukha bhoga haite dukkha apani palaye. Jaithe bhakti phale krishna prem upajar, preme krishna krishna akshad haile bhavanas paaye. He says that if a poor man gets some money, not only becomes happy, but the symptom of his poverty is also immediately vanished. Just like a poor man gets 10 lakhs of rupees, immediately he'll have a nice bungalow, he'll have 2-3 cars and so many other opulences. So simultaneously, the distress out of his poverty-stricken life is also vanquished, and there are symptoms of sukha, symptoms of happiness. We suppose like that, if a man has got a car with him, he is very happy. But this is a symptom of happiness. A poor man cannot get a car, but a rich man cannot get it. If one has got a car, it is understood that he is rich man. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that automatically the symptoms of happiness come unto him, and his distress of material condition simultaneously becomes vanquished if one is elevated to the position of devotional service. That is the test. That is the test of how one is advanced in devotional service. This is the test. Bhakti parishanu bhava virakti annasrata. He is no more interested in material happiness. He is fully satisfied with Krishna. Taitha bhakti phale Krishna premupajar. Krishna bhakti phale. These by the as a result of Krishna bhakti devotional service. The same devotional service for the neophyte and the same devotional service for the advanced devotee. But the advanced devotee enjoys life that the neophyte devotee simply practices. That is the difference. The Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur gives the example that the mango remains the same, but in the unripe state, the taste is little different, whereas in the ripened state the taste is different. The bhakti in the beginning maybe tastes a little pungent. One may feel very inconvenient to discharge devotional service according to the rules and regulations of the shastra. But when he is advanced, the same service will appear to be very palatable, very delicious. Jagalabdha chapanam lava mannate nadhitam tata jasmin sipe guru nāpi dukkhena nābhichālate. The devotional service, because it is transcendental, pure spiritual, and every one of us entering after to be elevated to the spiritual stage of life, because we are all spiritual entities. The same example as I repeatedly explained, that if you take a fish out of the water, however you may keep comfortably on the land, it will never be happy unless and until it is again thrown in the water. Similarly, we are all spiritual part and parcel of Krishna, Mamimamsa Jiva. So however we may try to make ourselves happy by material adjustment, it is not possible. You must turn to the spiritual life or devotional. Spiritual life means devotional life. That is real spiritual life. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Manchabdharicharini bhakti yogina jāseva. One who is engaged in bhakti yoga service, sa gunān samatita itān brahma bhūyāyatala. He is already in the brahma state. People cannot understand how bhakti is on the brahma platform. But here the Lord Himself says, brahma bhūyāyatala. Daridranāsa bhavokkhāya premer phala nāya premsūn bhoga mukha prajana. So when one is elevated in the platform of devotional service, it is not that he gets some material happiness, that is the reason, no. Material happiness automatically comes to him. Material happiness, a devotee is not bereft of material happiness. Automatically comes to him. That is not the ultimate goal of a devotee's life. The devotee's ultimate goal of life, how he becomes, a lover of the Supreme Lord. The example are the gopis or the inhabitants of Vrindavan. They had no other desire. They simply wanted to love Krishna. They wanted to see Krishna very happy. That feeling of happiness, that thinking of Krishna, that is the highest part of Krishna. All is constantly thinking of Krishna. That was their happiness. They did not try to derive any material happiness by loving Krishna. There is no such thing. That is pure love.
Daridranas bhavokkhaya premer phala nāya prem sugh bhog mukha prayajanta.
So, we should be trying for that position when we shall realize the position by loving Krishna, by loving God.
Vedhāsya kāya sambandha avidaya prayajanta Krishna Krishna Bhakti Prem Sin Mahādhāna.
Therefore, Chaitanya Mahāprabhu concludes again that we are after dhāna or riches. So Chaitanya Mahāprabhu says that Krishna and Krishna Bhakti, devotional service and love of Krishna, these three items are the topmost riches of our life.
বেদাদি সকল শাস্ত্রে কৃষ্ণ মুখ্য সম্বন্ধ, তার জ্ঞানে আনুষঙ্গে যায় মানা।
চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু ফার্দার সে দ্যাট দি পারপাস অফ স্টাডিং বেদা মিন্স টু আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড কৃষ্ণ, অ্যান্ড অ্যাজ সুন অ্যাজ ওয়ান আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড কৃষ্ণ অটোমেটিক্যালি দি থিংস অফ মায়া, the influence of Maya automatically becomes vanquished. That is also stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, that Daivijhe Sadhanamai Mamu Maya Durutraya Mamevaja Pravardhante Maya Metan Sarandhi. It is very difficult to surmount the stringent laws of material nature, but anyone who surrenders unto me very easily, automatically, simultaneously, he becomes free from the contamination of Maya.
Mukha gauna vitti kimba annaya vitti rete vidir pratikta keval kaya krishna.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, directly or indirectly, whichever Vedic literature is studied, you will find that the aim is to understand Krishna. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was preaching, he proved that in the Quran there is Krishna Bhakti. When he was coming back from Vrindavan, at a place, it is known as Soro, and in the Parashu you know, a Soro, that is a holy place, Soro, still people go there, there is a nice place, Soro. There, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was chanting and dancing, he sometimes fainted. So, in the course of his chanting and dancing, when he fainted, then his personal assistants, they were treating him. So one batch of soldiers, Mughal Pathan soldiers were passing that way. So the chief of the soldiers, of the army, they were surprised, how is that one man is lying unconscious and others are treating him. So this man must have been poisoned by these men. So they came down, because they are government men, they came down and challenge all these men, that you have given this man some drug so that he is fainted and you wanted to plunder him, so we arrest you. Then they say, no sir, we have not done anything such. He faints like that while chanting. Now very soon he will get up, because we are also chanting, hearing, he will get up. So in this way, when he came to his consciousness, the Muslim, the Pathan soldiers, they are very happy to see him. So there was a mullah. So he talked with him. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I am summarizing this story is very brief. He talked with that mullah and he proved from the Quran that there is Krishna Bhakti. He proved from the Quran that there is Krishna Bhakti. There is hint of Krishna Bhakti. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says here also that indirectly, when I speak of Krishna, we should know Krishna means the Supreme Personality of God. You may call him by any other name, that is a different thing. But Krishna means the Supreme Personality of God. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Mukha gauna vitti kimba annaya vitti dekhe vidir pratikya keval kahaya Krishna. You take any literature, any Vedic literature, say religious literature, you will find that the whole literature, whole knowledge, is aiming at Krishna. That is the purpose of all Vedas and religious scriptures.
কৃষ্ণের স্বরূপ অনন্ত বৈভব অকার চিৎশক্তি মায়া শক্তি জীব শক্তি
নাও চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু ইজ এক্সপ্লেনিং হোয়াট ইজ দি আইডেন্টিফিকেশন অফ কৃষ্ণ ইন দি বিগিনিং হি সেড কৃষ্ণের স্বরূপ অনন্ত কৃষ্ণ হ্যাজ ফর স্বরূপ কৃষ্ণ ইজ নট ফর্মলেস বাট হি হ্যাজ গট মেনি মিলিয়ন্স অফ ফর্ম not one form, many millions of forms, but he has forms. He is not impersonal. Krishna's swarup ananta. Ananta means unlimited. That is also confirmed in the Brahma Sangita.
Advaita yachyuta anadi ananta rupam adyam purana purusam navajauvanancha vidi sudurlava adurlavayatma bhaktau Govindamadi Purusam Tamam Bhajami.
The Brahma Sangita says the Advaita Achyuta. Advaita means although Krishna has many forms, many expansions, is still there one. There is no duality. Just like Krishna and Rama. They are one. They are not different. Similarly, Ramadimuttisu kalani amena tishthan. Beginning from Rama Nishinga Baraha, he has got innumerable forms. Tishthan is existing always with all these forms, expressions. Ramadimuttisu kalani, just like Krishna existing in everyone's heart. There are millions and trillions of living entities. Ishara sarvabhutanam riddhe sevarjuna tishtati. Krishna is existing. That is Krishna's omnipotence. If you do not try to understand God as Krishna with inconceivable omnipotency, then you cannot understand. That is not possible. So Krishna, just like we are sitting here, we are not sitting in the other room. But Krishna can see in innumerable rooms simultaneously at one time. Therefore, he is all pervasive. And just like Krishna married 16,108 wives. Narada came to see Krishna, and every palace he entered, he saw Krishna was there. And with some wife, in some wife's palace, he is playing with children, and some wife says he is just taking bath, or in another palace was playing chess. In this way, he differently saw Krishna in different palaces. So, in 16,000 palaces, he saw Krishna. That is Krishna. Not that he married 16,000 wives, but he remained one. He also expanded himself 1600 times. That is Krishna. He can expand himself. In Rasa Leela, every gopi was feeling that Krishna is dancing with me. So many gopis. That is Krishna. He can expand. But he has got form. He is not formless. The Mayavadi philosopher came. Because Krishna is all pervading, therefore he has no form. No, that is not fair. He has form, but his form is not like your form and my form. This form is explained in the Brahma Sangita, Advaita Achyuta Anadi Ananta Rupam. Achyuta, and he does not fall down. Achyuta means a thing which does not fall down. So, just like we are living entities, we fall down in the clutches of Maya, but Krishna does not fall down. The Mayavadi philosophers mistake that. They think that as we come to this material world with a material body, similarly, Krishna also comes with a material body. No, that is not the fact. Therefore Krishna says, Abhijananti mana murha manasin tanumasita. Mura, mura means those words. Not intelligent. They think that I am also ordinary man. There is controversy. Why I shall worship Krishna? Krishna cannot come. The Supreme Lord cannot come in this way, just like ordinary man, and making friendship with Arjuna, and fine, or driving his chariot, or dancing with the gopis. They cannot conceive. They cannot accommodate within their teeny breath that Krishna is so powerful. His home, we say that Krishna is, God is all powerful, God is all omnipotent. But when God shows actually that is omnipotent, all powerful, they do not believe. That is the difference. But the manifestation with Krishna show when was actually present, he is the Supreme Lord. Vaisadhyastha samadhyastha bijyastha jasasastriya jnana vairagyastha iva sara iti bhava. He fully manifested, demonstrated the six opulences of the Supreme Personality of God. Therefore Krishna says, matta paratanam nanna kinti jasti dhananjaya. There is no other supreme power or supreme personality than myself. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says the same thing. What Krishna has said in the Bhagavad Gita, what is spoken about Krishna in all the Vedic literature, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says the same thing in his teaching, Krishna and Krishna. So we shall discuss further. Thank you very much. What is that? Mecca?
Mecca and Medina.
Muslims, they have got many hands. Everyone has got children. Muslims have got, Christians they have got, Hindus they have got. That means they go to pilgrimage with God consciousness. So, in Quran there is God consciousness, in Bible there is God consciousness, in Veda, God consciousness. Now we have to utilize it, develop it. The aim and objective is already there. But in the Vedic literature, they are very explicitly present. That is the difference. The Christians, they agree God is great. We also agree God is great. But how God is great, that is explained in the Vedic literature. That is different, little. There is no difference of opinion if one is actually religious. God created this world, God is the Supreme Father, God is great. This is accepted by everyone, either Hindu or Muslim or Christian. There is no doubt about it. But the Vedic literature, you'll understand how God is great, how he is acting as Father. Yes. Even God's name is there, God's address is there. Do you agree to this point? That is the difference. Any other scripture, if you ask what is the name of God, what is his address, what he is doing, they cannot give. But we can give. We do not give, God himself gave Krishna. Krishna says, my address is like this. What is that? Jadgatya nanivattanti tadhyavam paramam mama. There is address. Parastasmātu bhāvayanya bhaktya bhaktya sanātana. God is giving address. You have to note down. And his name is Krishna. He finds Vyasadeva writing, Sri Bhagavan Vata, the Supreme Personality of God is speaking, or Krishna. And in the Shastras, there is list of incarnation of God, and Vyasadeva concludes, Iti Chantapala Kumpa Krishnastu Bhagavan Sam. All the leaves, comprehending leaves, they are either part or part of the form of God. But the name Krishna, Krishna Sru Bhagavan Sam, he is the Supreme Personality. Similarly, in the Brahma Sangita, it is said, Ishara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadhiradi Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Sarvakarana Karanam. And Krishna also says, Matta Paratara Kinti Dasti, Kinti Dasti, Lalanda. There is Nama. Everyone is called. Your cause, your appearance is your father. The cause of your father appearance is his father. You go on, father. You reach Brahma. He is called the Supreme Forefather. Then Brahma is also born of Vishnu. Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. And Garbhodakshaya is also appeared from Karanodakshaya Vishnu. In this way, go on. And Sankarsan, Narayan, Pratyamna, Aniruddha, there are so many. And at last you reach Krishna. Therefore Krishna is the cause of all causes. So Krishna's name is there, God's name is there, God's address is there. And how to reach God, the process is there. Then why you will not utilize it? What is the reason? Why you say, can you show me God? Is there any God? Why do you say like this? What is the reason? Everything, every information is there, and you still you say, can you show me God? Who is God? There is no God, God is dead. Why do you talk like that? If you say that how we can understand that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, then you have to approach authority. Just like if you want to purchase some diamond, you cannot understand whether it is diamond, but you go to a jeweler. And he will say yes or no. Yes, it is real. So you have to go to the authorities. Who are the authorities? At least in our country. Not only in all countries. Our authorities, the whole Vedic civilization is going on under the authorities of Acharya. They are coming by disciple succession. Shankaracharya, Ramanujacharya, Madhyacharya, Vishnu Swami, Lord Chaitanya, there are so many authorized acharyas. What is their opinion? Their opinion, Krishna Sru Bhagavan. The Shastra is there, the authoritative statement is there, and the activities are there. Then why? What reason you have got not to believe that Krishna is not God? What reason you have got? Here is God. And those who are devotees of Krishna actually see their life, how they are advanced in God consciousness or Krishna consciousness. But the difficulty is, as Krishna says, Namang Duskitinam Murha Prabhadante Naradhama Maya Aparita Jnana Asuri Bhavama Sitaha. The Duskritana, the miscreants, those are always engaged in mischievous activities. Such persons are called Duskritana. The Duskritana class, Namang Duskitinam Murha. Mura means less intelligent or foolish class men. Lavan Duskitana Murha Parvatante. They do not accept me. Naradhama, the lowest of the mentor. No, they are not very much educated. Krishna says, Maya Purita Jnana. Yes, they are educated, but their knowledge has been taken away by Maya. Why? Asuri bhavama asita. Because they are taken to this view, there is no God. On this account, they cannot understand, in spite of high degrees of university education. Maya puhitabhyana. The Krishna says that. The only reason is because Duskritina Murha Maya Purita Jnana Hasri Bhav. Therefore, in spite of all evidences from the Shastra, they will not accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality. That's it. Just like Prahlad Maharaj requested his father so many times, but still he did not agree that there is God. But he agreed there is God when he was killed by God. That you cannot expect. Then he will see God. Yeah, here is God. The Asuras, they never accept God, but when they are killed by God, they understand that, yes, there is God. That is the difference between Asuras and Devas. The Devas accept God while living, and the Asuras accept God while being killed, that's all. And who can escape killing? Is there any scientist, is there any philosopher, any great man who can stop being killed by the cruel death? Is there any man? That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Mrityush sarva haram cha ham. I am Mrityu. Mrityu means death, which takes out everything at a time. Just like I am very rich man, I am very big industrialist and prime minister, this, that, so many things. I am in position of all I survey, I am the master of my country and everything. That's all right. As soon as death comes, oh, I am Jawaharlal Nehru, I am Gandhi, this, no, never mind, please go on. See? Stop your all leadership. That is God. You don't, we may not believe God, but when death comes, we have to believe in God. Let the scientists and the less big leaders and rich men protect himself from death. Then you can say that there is no God. atheism, denying the existence of God, is not very good. Therefore, Krishna consciousness movement is very important. Thank you. That's all I'll say.